Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, let's head right to the dial pad guest line. Joining us right now, President of Basketball Operations and the General Manager of the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. First things first, what's your favorite show on 95.7 The Game?
Come on, hey, who am I talking to right now?
We heard some comments on the morning show. We're a little jealous here.
No, 10 to 2. Guru ran into one of my buddies I grew up across the street with.
Yeah, I remember.
And Matt, you know, we played pickup.
Sure.
Bonte's a good dude. So come on.
We just need something to throw at those guys. So, hey, listen, it's a bittersweet day, I'm sure. Sean Livingston, 15 years in the NBA, he retires. Tell us, we know that Sean is so understated on the court and off the court, but what is it about him that makes him really a special guy? Because we're hearing that from a lot of people today.
I think just solid, right? I mean, I think just the carrot. Obviously, he was a great player for us. I think you guys know better than anybody. Everybody talks about the stars, but, you know, you go back to our first championship in 14-15 and game 6 in Cleveland. He had an awesome game. Just one of those, you know, in this business, maybe more now than ever, you want to look in the locker room and, you know, you guys go to work. You want to look at the guy next to you and go, I don't have to worry about this guy at all. And Sean kind of embodies that. You guys would love him. You'd love him. He's a hard guy not to like. I don't know anybody that doesn't like him. And he's played for 12, 13 different teams.
Yeah.
He's going to have a bright career, but a future even after this stuff. But it's hard to – you're just lucky you get to work with a guy like that and see him every day. You guys saw him. I mean, I know you guys have been around us a little bit. It's hard not to think differently than that.
Yeah, I think of him as a grown-up, just a grown-up in a league that, you know, there's not a lot of grown-ups, but he's one. Let me follow up with the leadership thing, because you didn't just lose Sean. You lost Andre, too. Is that going to be something that this team's going to have to kind of deal with, the fact that their leaders are not that Steph isn't, but you know what I mean. I mean, some of the veteran-type leaders aren't going to be there.
Oh, huge. I mean, I was in our facility yesterday, and Steph was there. A lot of our rookies have been there before, the vets, working out, shooting, and things like that. Wait.
Uh-oh. We lose. Looks like we lost Bob. All right. That's fine. He'll call us back.
Where's favorite show, though? I knew it. I wasn't worried
about
it.
What
are you going to say?
We'll get there, Steiny. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
No, I was going to say, somebody wants to know about tailgating down at the Niners, but you're going to have to.
I thought it was banned.
I just sent them a message.
Oh, you did?
Go to the main lot. Get there about 8 o'clock in the morning, set up. It's one big parking lot.
I thought you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they tailgate a little bit out there. So you're going to get there a little early. He's a Steelers fan. Maybe I should tell him to drive to San Jose or something.
All right, we got Bob back. Yeah, leadership, Bob, with the absence of Iguodala and Livingston.
Well, I was at our facility yesterday, and same thing you guys were same thing you just asked. I was thinking, how are we going to fill the void that's gone with Sean and Andre and you know, all the guys. And Steph walked by, and I grabbed him. I said, what are you, you know, this is going to be different. Not him just being the oldest guy, but the most seasoned. And then with Clay being hurt, he can't use his voice. When you're injured, it's just you can't have the same leadership ability as if you're playing every night. So it's really Steph and Draymond, Looney a little bit. D'Angelo Russell's still young. And Steph said the same thing. He goes, yeah, I got to figure out how to still be me and lead. Because Steph, you know, he came to the league around some veterans. Then he had Andre come in and Sean. And we've had guys like David West around, you know, even Jermaine O'Neal a long time back. We don't have that guy anymore. So it's going to have to be Steph and Draymond. And Sean was one of those guys, and they're hard to find. Hard to find.
Bob, my pops used to always tell me character was defined when things weren't going well. And when you talk about Sean and that gruesome leg injury, to come all the way back, get that turnaround jumper, and you entrust him, you know, running a championship team, did that make you appreciate him more when you were around him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a guy, you got to remember, he came out of high school. I think it was the third or fourth pick. So he was a guy that basically had, you know, had it all sitting in front of him and got taken away fast. And so he's seen the height of all this stuff and then was also sitting there where he couldn't get on an NBA team. So to see the top and bottom of the mountain and then kind of keep at it, I think it's a great lesson for anybody in life. You know, you're on your way, you're young, you got your whole life in front of you, and things are going well, you got money. He started to play great. I don't know if you guys remember how well he was playing for the Clippers when he got hurt. And then, you know, he was a forgotten man. We forget about people in sports so fast. I mean, yeah. We one day we're saying how great they are, they hurt, and it's just done. And to watch him persevere and then become a champion, it's a really good story. I mean, this is a guy for you, Guru, any of you guys, Mr. Kids. This is the guy you're going to over what it's like.
One more. We got to get him on hold.
Yeah, we got
get him back on here. Got to get him back
on. It's not the morning guys messing with any.
I think that is Fort Bottom. They're probably like,
where did that?
Dibs.
We know it ain't Lowe.
Because Lowe's already called and hijacked our show talking about his Hall of Fame credentials.
Search the spot, man.
Stephen Langford taking so long to hit the breaking news sounder. Morning show's like,
look at Stoddy looking like you guys might be on to something.
Looking at hater rate, man.
I'm looking at what?
You were looking in the back like, no shenanigans going on.
No.
Maybe we're being sabotaged, you know.
No, the breaking news sounder was a kind
of what?
Joke, because Guru said, football's a tough sport. Football's a tough sport.
We've moved on.
Still got a hit off Langford, though.
Yeah. This from the text line, 619 said so well. Sean L. was so steady, great foundation, role player in the dynasty. No jersey retirement, but they need to honor him somehow. And he was also a nice guy when I met him in person. He's very... If he wouldn't be 6'9", and you just saw him, and he was 6'1", you started talking to him, you wouldn't think he was an NBA player. You'd just think he was a nice gentleman walking down the street.
No ego.
He was supposed to be like the next Jason Kidd. Remember the hype
he
had coming out of high school? I think he could have went to Duke. He was going to go to Duke if he went to college. And
straight
he was
out of
great,
high school,
man.
Baby.
And he reinvented himself and became one of the best role players in the NBA and a key part of a championship team, man. What's some of the best memories you guys have of Livingston on the floor?
Well, I mean, what I think is absolutely incredible.
We have
all right,
Bob
we'll
back.
Go to we'll go right back to Bob. We're just talking about Sean, Bob, and the one thing that impresses me more than anything about him is, you know, when he got hurt, he was unbelievably athletic when he got hurt, and when he came back, he clearly was not nearly as athletic. But he just figured out a way to you know, a lot of guys lose their athleticism. They can't play in the NBA, but he had more than just athleticism.
No, you're right. And the things he had that I think maybe people now, I mean, you see a three-point shot, you see, you know, a guy dunk on somebody or something. Sean had these basic, he'd make a bounce pass, and if you knew the game, and Andre had a little bit of this too, but you'd shake your head and you'd say, you know how hard that is to do? Even his 10-foot jump shot, everybody kind of, you know, you talk about, well, that's not that hard a shot. Well, it was almost automatic for most of his career. And no matter who guarded him, he could get that shot. It reminds me of like the old NBA where you had a guy that just had his move and it was going to happen. And that's what he brought. And I think he kind of lived on that. And in the playoffs, when you can't score and it's hard to come by baskets, to have a guy like that out there that could run the offense, had the brains to play the point guard position, the size to play multiple, defend multiple positions, had lost his real athleticism, but was still long enough and quick enough. There's guys that come along that I hope they appreciate him. I know you don't get to know people as much, people listening, you know, as fans, but trust me, you'd like this guy, but you're going to miss this guy. I'm going to miss this guy. Just his game. just the solidness of his game. The NBA, he was good for the league. For a pure basketball guy, he was, you know, for a kid to model yourself after, and I know the lost you guys before, his journey, he could write a book on it, and it'd be a good book.
No doubt. Bob Myers here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinmetz, Daryl DeGuru, Johnson, and Bonte Hill. And one thing we say as fans is death taxes and a Sean Livingston fadeaway jumper, Bob. It was automatic, like you just said. But what do you think is next for Sean? What's next for Sean Livingston? Is it coaching? Is it consulting? What do you think is next for Sean, who was a pro's pro?
I talked to him today. He doesn't know. I mean, he'll tell you in his own words, but I think he's got some good options. I think he wants to work. I know he wants to work. The hard part is, you guys covered athletes. You know, people sometimes don't understand what it's like to transition from being a professional athlete. And yeah, they've got money, so all of us assume you got money, you're happy. This is a huge change of pace in life. You're used to, as a professional athlete, you know, you show up at practice, you've got the camaraderie, you get on the plane, you have a certain kind of life. And it's not about fame. It's just about, like you guys, if you just all of a sudden were told tomorrow you can't work in radio anymore, even if you had money and you had, that's in a pretty abrupt thing that these guys face. And all of a sudden your body is what tells you most of the time you're done. And so how do you adjust off that? And I think the smartest thing guys should do, and oftentimes you go right into media or you go right into coaching or front office, maybe it's sit there for a couple seconds or a month or two, even a year, and think it through, because you're going to be probably working. He wants to work. I know he wants to work. I think he wants to work for an organization. But I told him today, I said, think about it for a minute. But anybody would be lucky to have him. We would be lucky to have him in any role that he wanted. Having a guy like that helps your organization. You know, he's just that kind of guy. So he's going to have great options, as he should.
Bob, before I let you go, I want to ask you, Team USA in the World Championships lost. They're going to finish 7th or 8th. The Olympics are next year. It's the one thing that Steph doesn't have on his resume. Do you know if he wants to play in the Olympics next year? And as an organization, how do you guys deal with that or feel about guys wanting to play in those international games, including the Olympics?
Well, with Steph, you kind of let him do whatever he wants. I mean, you know, not entirely, but this guy wants to go for the Olympics. You let him, you know, you certainly support that. I don't know if he's decided that or not. Maybe he waits. I know that he did the World Championship that one year, and I do agree, Matt, that he hasn't checked that box. But I also don't know what that box means,
right?
And you talk to a lot of players. I mean, who are we to say what? I don't know. I think a gold medal is great, but that doesn't mean you guys all probably feel differently about an NBA championship versus a gold medal and what each means to you. So I don't sit here and say a guy should or shouldn't, but I do think that I think he'll have that option if he wants it. I don't know about Clay. I mean, you know, Clay coming off, does he want to do it? I don't
right
know.
Right.
So. And, you know, it's now with these guys losing. I mean, and Kerr being on the staff, does Steve, obviously, do they want to play for Popovich, which I think is an honor for a lot of these guys. I think that's another thing, that just to experience playing for one of the best coaches ever to coach. But, again, I'm not in his head. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You guys should ask him. I mean, we'll see.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us, especially on the spur of the moment. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we are getting close to start of the season.
Yeah, man. And anytime you guys want to come by, we're kind of up and running. So if you want to come by and see it, let me know.
Oh, cool. For sure.
Absolutely. And it's good to know that we're your favorite show as well in 95.7.
Yeah, well, that, of course, we knew that. We don't have to spend any more. That's been established. I think,
right? Hey, Bob, I know cool. We didn't catch that game at Oracle. We'll break in the new building when you get time.
All right, guys. All right,
thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and the general manager of the Golden State Warriors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.